going to start from the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. The Mishnah says, Mishayel lo shnei tinoikos. Someone who had two children to perform the mitzvah of milah on. Echad lamol achar Shabbos. One of the babies was supposed to have the mitzvah of milah done on him after Shabbos. In other words, Sunday, it was supposed to be a Sunday bris. The echad, and the other one, lamol b'Shabbos, was supposed to be done on Shabbos itself. V'shachach, and he forgot, the moil made a mistake, umal as shal achar HaShabbos, b'Shabbos, and he actually went and he circumcised the Sunday baby on Shabbos. What's the din? He's chayiv, he has to bring a korban chatas. Now what we could say, a case that's a little different, echad lamol will be erev Shabbos. What happens if there is a baby that has to be, that was supposed to be gemalt on Friday, the echad lamol b'Shabbos, and there's another baby that's supposed to be circumcised on Shabbos itself, v'shachach, and he forgot, umalish al erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. For whatever reason, on Friday, the Friday baby did not have a bris, and it was performed on Shabbos by the moel. So in this case, it's different than in the first case in the Mishnah. Here we have a machlokes tanoim. Reb Eliezer is mechayev chatas. He says yechayev. Reb Yeshua poiter. Reb Yeshua says that the moel is exempt from being a korban chatas, and the reason being is because he is a toyer b'dvar mitzvah. He made a mistake and he performance of a mitzvah. There is a baby that's supposed to be gemalt on Shabbos, and he's being oisik with that baby. Agav, doing that, he also gemalt another baby that this man wasn't supposed to be done. Rabbi Yeshua holds that is pater. Now, what happens if you mal a baby, a day early? Is there a key mitzvah or is there no key mitzvah? So the Ramah seems to indicate that it is a mitzvah, although most of the Mefarshim and Hilchos Milah say that it's not, and this halacha would be a source to say that it's not a mitzvah, because in the first case in the Mishnah, where it was a Sunday baby that was supposed to be gemalt on Shabbos, there's no performance of a mitzvah at all. And over here in the second case, where the baby was a Friday baby, we said there was a mitzvah done, even though it wasn't the proper zman. And there's actually a big discussion in the Yishonim and the Pesachim about that particular shaila. But there is a distinction that's laid out by the Mishnah between the baby being done a day early or being done a day late. A day early, everyone, according to at least to the Mishnah, will see there's some various views in the Gemara, that everyone holds that if it's a day early, that there's a problem. It's chayav mashenkin. If it was supposed to be done on Friday, we do it a day late. That is subject to a dispute among the Tanoim. Gemara says, Rav Huna masni chayav. Rav Huna learned the Mishnah as we have it in the first case. Everybody agrees, all Tanoim, both Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, that the moil is chayav achatas. Rabbi Yehuda masni pata. The Amira Rabbi Yehuda says that the case that we have in the Reisha of a Sunday baby being gemalt a day early, he says that is pater from chatas in that case too. Now the Gemara is going to bring you how each of them come to this view. Rav Huna, who has the version of the Mishnah as we have it, masni chayiv, he learns that you chayiv. The Tanya, because there's a brisa that says Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon says, "Loi nechleku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. There's no machlekes among them. Al mishahoyu lo beis tinaikis. There were two children, two babies. Echalam al b'Shabbos. One to be was supposed to be gemalt on Shabbos itself. Echalam alachar Shabbos. One supposed to be gemalt on Sunday v'shochach, and they forgot, didn't realize umal as shal achar haShabbos b'Shabbos. And they mauled the Sunday baby on Shabbos. There's no dispute. Shehu chayiv." Everyone agrees that there's a chiv chatas in that case. Amal alman nechlaku. What is there machlekes on? Almi on somebody shahayuloi based tinaikis, two children. Echalam will be yarv Shabbos. Echalam will be Shabbos. One was supposed to be gemalt on Friday. The other one was supposed to be gemalt on Shabbos. V'shachach umal shall erev Shabbos v'Shabbos. And they mauled the Friday baby on Shabbos. Shreb Eliezer is machayev chatas. He says yichayev. Rabbi Yeshua poiter. Now, the Braisa gives some explanation which we don't have in the Mishnah. The Braisa is going to provide for us a source for this din. And both Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yehoshua both learn their respective positions from the law of Avodas Kachavim, the carbon that's brought when a person shows Avodas Zarah b'shoygig. Look in Rashi, the Rashi says Elam Avodas Zarah. Rashi has got an explanation of what that means. Shehukshu kol chatoy shevetayra l'chatas Avodas Zarah. There's a hekesh between all carbon chatases and the chatas of Avodas Zarah. That's for the individual who sins inadvertently and in service of Avodas Zarah b'shoygig. Because it says over there, there's one Torah, one rule for all carbon chatzes. So the prototype, the source for all individual carbon chatzes is the Avodah Zarah carbon chatzes. Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer knows it like this. Avodah Zarah is just like the carbon brought by Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodah Kachavim, Amrachmana, Loisavid. The Torah says you're not allowed to do it. Avid, and if a person does it, even though it's inadvertent, it's mechayev. He's chayev anyway. Hachanami Loishna. Here too, in the case of the Mila, the Torah says if it's not bismana, if it's not an 8th day baby, you're not supposed to do the Mila on it. And because it's Chol Shabbos, and if a person does it, he's chayiv. That is Rabbi Yezir's position. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Hasam, in that case of by Avodah Zarah, the lav mitzvah over there was no mitzvah being performed. Hacha, in our case, mitzvah. You can't bring a raya from the case of Avodah Zarah because over there there was a simple chet that a person didn't realize he was serving Avodah Zarah, and he did. No mitzvah was performed, just the chet b'shoygig. That's why he brings the carbon chatas. However, in our case, there was a mitzvah of mila that was performed on a baby, even though it wasn't the right zman. So therefore, you cannot learn from the standard case of a carbon chatas. That is how Rav Huna has a braisa that supports the version of the Mishnah that we have. Rav Yehuda Masni Potter. He has a different version, and he says that in the first case of our Mishnah, you'd be Potter. The Tanya, he has a braisa that says like this: Amar Rav Meir, Loi Nechlaku, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. There's no machlekes between them. Al Misha Hayu Loi Beis Tinoikes, that someone who had two babies, Echelom will be Erev Shabbos, Echelom will be Shabbos. I want to actually mal on Shabbos itself. Vishav Echani forgot Umal Shel Erev Shabbos of Shabbos, and he went ahead. And he gemalt the Friday baby on Shabbos, shehu potter. Everybody agrees that you're potter. So this is a very, very big chiddush over here, because he's saying that even Rabbi Eliezer, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer always held that you're chayiv. In this braisa, Rabbi Eliezer is being moida that you're potter when you mal the Friday baby on Shabbos. So then, what according to Rabbi Meir, what is the machlekas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Alma nechleku. Someone who had two children, echelamol achar haShabbos, one to perform milan on Sunday, v'echelamol b'Shabbos, and one to do it on Shabbos itself. V'shachach, and he forgot, umal es shel achar haShabbos b'Shabbos, and he took the Sunday baby and performed the mitzvah of mila with it on Shabbos itself a day early. In that case, Rabbi Eliezer is mechayev chates. Rabbi Yeshua, poeter. Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayev over there. Yeshua says you're not chayev. You're potter. You're exempt. And you see over here that Rabbi Yeshua will, in both cases, will say that you're potter. And Rabbi Eliezer says only in one case you're chayev, diametrically opposed to the version that we have in the Mishnah. Ushneim. This is similar to the previous price that we brought. Ushneim lo limdua elam avetz kachavim. Okay, both views of Yeshua and of Lazar both again learn the source for this from the carbon by Avodah Zarah. Really, as a Savar, Kavetz Kachavim, it's just like Avodah Zarah, Mavetz Kachavim, Rachman, Alisavid, the Torah says, don't do it. Chiyavid, Mechayiv. And when the Torah says you shouldn't do it, and you did it, you're Chayiv. You have to be in the carbon. Lachanami, here too, Loishner, doesn't matter, it's the same thing. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, Hasam, over there, he's not involved with the mitzvah. Hacha, in our case, tarid mitzvah. Over here, he is involved in a mitzvah, and since he's involved in a mitzvah, he's exempt from the carbon. Notice that the Gemara said uses a different terminology than it did in the last brisa, where it says by the second and white line, Rishu says Hasam Delav Mitzvah Hacham Mitzvah. Over here we say Torah Mitzvah. Okay, there's the difference is that in that brisa we did a Friday baby on Shabbos, so there's a mitzvah done. And over here we say Torah Mitzvah because we didn't say you actually did a mitzvah because you did the baby a day early. So again, this would support the views of the Rishonim who say that doing the baby Teich Tazman, there's no mitzvah at all. Just look in the Rashi, which says Hechik Asinan, Rabbi Yeshua Hassan Loi Tarid B'Mitzvah, Hecha Tarid B'Mitzvah. Tarid, he's busy, occupied, Le'Sasek B'Mitzvah Gemur. Busy with a full-fledged mitzvah. Shari Echel Men Zmanai Hayoim. Okay, one of them is actually the Daras one today. But Torah Libay Lamar Lasters, and he's busy, being Isaac with him. We take Tir Day Ta, and because of his mistake, he made a mistake. Umal Azeh Shem Mitzvah Klal. Now, the Gemara continues with a third version. Tani Rechi Omer Hayir Remeir LeNechelku Rabbi Lazer Rabbi Yeshua Al Mishayil LeBeis Tinai Kesechalam LeYom Shabbos Kesechalam B'Shabbos. There's no dispute where you have two babies, one to be done on Friday, one to be done on Shabbos, Shachach, and you forgot Umal Shal Erev Shabbos of Shabbos, Shul Chaya. This is similar to what we said in the Mishnah. Amal Nechlaku, Amishol Beis Tinoikis, Echelam Al Achar HaShabbos, Echelam Al B'Shabbos. So one was a Sunday baby, one was a Shabbos baby. B'Shachach, and you forgot Umal Shal Achar HaShabbos B'Shabbos. He mauled the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Shul Belazar is Mechayiv Chatis. Rabbi Yeshua Poiter. So Rabbi Yeshua says you're Poiter. Now the Gemara has asked an obvious question, this last version of Remeir. Hashtar Rabbi Yeshua Seifan, in the second case of this Brisa, the Leika of a mitzvah, where there's no mitzvah, Poiter, he says you're Poiter. Right? Remember in the last case, he did the baby a day early. So he says you're Poiter. Reisha, in the first case, he did the baby a day late, he did a mitzvah. So why do you say you're Chayiv in that case? The covered mitzvah, Mechayiv. Why you chayiv? That doesn't make any sense. The more answer, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Reisha. The first case is in the Brisa is discussing a case going shekodam where he went early umal shel Shabbos b'erev Shabbos, which we did not see in any of our discussions. We never had that you actually mauled a Shabbos baby on the wrong day. This Gemara is saying that this answer is saying that in this case in this Brisa, not only did he maul the Friday baby or the Sunday baby on the wrong day, he took the Shabbos baby and the Shabbos baby was done on the wrong day. So when he took the other baby, okay, that was either a Friday or Shabbos baby, and you mauled him on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah at all over here. Okay, well, the difference will be between the Friday and Sunday if there was a kiyum of the mitzvah of milah. That will be the nafkamina if you're chayiv or potter. But saying that if you took the baby a day early and performed milah, and there was no other mitzvah of milah to do, so you b'chalal didn't do any mitzvah. Okay, so the Gemara says again, Shabbos was not given to be nitcha, to be pushed off in that case at all. Therefore, you'll be chayiv. Seifa in the second case, nitna Shabbos litchis. Over there, there was a case of where the baby was supposed to be Gemalt on Shabbos. That's the nafkim. That's the difference. Amalei Ravashi, Rav Kahana. Ravashi told Rav Kahana, Reish Namin in the Shabbos Litchis L'Gabi Tanekas Alma. You can't really say that there's no mitzvah to be Tanekas Shabbos for at all, because there are other babies wherever they may be, even though not necessarily here. There are other 8-day babies whose man is to for them to be Gemalt today on Shabbos. So how can you say it's not in Litchis? So my answer is, that doesn't matter. Well, high gavra mi leisaf to this particular person, okay, it was not the Shabbos was not given to be nitcha. It is irrelevant to this moil that 500 miles away there's another baby who's 8 days old on Shabbos who has to be gemal. Okay, as far as this person with this chiyuv and the mitzvahs that is falls on him to do right now, there's no mitzvah at all. Now let's see the next Mishnah. Katan, a katan is nimol lishmoina, that sometimes a baby is gemalt on the 8th day from his birth, sometimes litisha, sometimes it's on the 9th day, ulasara, ulechadasara lidbe, sometimes it's the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th days. Lepachas, never earlier than 8, layoyser, never later than 12, in a case of where the baby is healthy. We're not talking about health concerns over here, but we had those gemaras previously. I talked about the baby was yellow, the baby had a chance to absorb the blood, or he didn't have the chance to absorb the blood. We're not discussing any of those cases. With a regular healthy baby who is strong enough to undergo mila in the proper zman. However, there are other halacha concerns which may disallow him from being gemalt on the 8th day, and that's what the Mishnah is discussing. Haketzah, now let's, like what? Let's give an example. Kidarkoi, if it's the regular run-of-the-mill weekday bris, lishmoina, then the baby is supposed to be gemalt on the 8th day, like regularly. Noilid leben ashmosh, if the baby was born twilight between one day and the next day, let's say between Sunday evening. Now you have a suffix. Is it a Sunday baby or a Monday baby? In that case, he's nimol ates. The mitzvah of mila is performed for him on the 9th day. Okay. Now we say 9th day because we're assuming that Sunday is day 1, which the next Sunday will be day 8, and you're malam on the Monday, which is day 9. The reason why we do that is because there is a suffix. Perhaps he's really a Monday baby, and doing him on Sunday will be a day early. So we're calling it day 9 from Sunday and performing the mitzvah on Monday, which will be day 8 from Monday. Now, what happens is Menash Moshesh Shel Erev Shabbos, if it's Friday twilight. So, okay, you can't mal him on Friday because maybe it's too early. And you can't mal him on Shabbos because it's a suffix if it's Deicha Shabbos, what day is. If it's a Friday baby, the mitzvah is not to, you're not supposed to do it in Shabbos. So he is Nimula Asara, he is supposed to be gemalt on the 10th day from his birth, which is Sunday. Yom Tif La Achar HaShabbos, what happens if Sunday is a Yom Tif? And the din is Nimul Li'Echad Asar, on the 11th day, which would be Monday. And what happens if the two days subsequent to Shabbos are the Bez Yamim Shal Rosh Hashanah? So the Mishnah says, Nimla Shnayim Asar, you can't do it on Sunday or Monday, you have to wait till Tuesday, and that'll be the 12th day from the baby's birth, and that will be the correct halachic zman to perform the mitzvah mila on the child. Katan hachayla, if a baby is ill, ein moilan oisa, you do not do the mila on him ad until she yavri, until he gets better, until he is completely healed. Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Chotzosai Chama, if the baby is taken hold of by a fever. Noisin loy, kol zayin lahavroisin. Okay, we give him a full 7 days to get better. Now, we don't wait, as soon as the day after the fever, you go and rush to perform the mitzvah milan. You wait 7 days, 7 full days, and well, like tomorrow we'll actually ask Shaila how full the 7 days have to be, but we wait a week till after the baby is healed. Now the Gemara asks, do those 7 days, does it have to be me'es le'es? Does it have to be like 24-hour periods? So let's say the baby, the fever broke on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. The next Sunday, can you perform the mitzvah in the morning, Sunday morning? You can make a Sunday morning bris, so you have to dafka away till 3 o'clock in me'es le'es. So the Gemara says, Toshma, we have a brisa that says, Tani Luda. Luda taught, Yom
Havroi. The baby was born on Sunday?
I was talking about the baby being healed. The baby got healed. Like, fever broke on Sunday afternoon. Right. So the baby was born, that doesn't make a difference. The baby was born 2 weeks before him. For whatever reason, he was ill and had a fever. He got better. The fever broke.
Really, that baby, 7 days later was Shabbos. Your case is something. Because it's 7 days later was Shabbos. So you just push him up to the next Sunday.
Okay, so to take a Monday, fine. Right. Okay, so take a Monday to fine. Take it as a Monday. Tanya Luda Yom Rosh Yom Kivaldo Myla. So it says over here, the Yom of his Havrosh becoming better, healed, is just like the day of his birth. What does that mean? My love. Ma yom hivaldoi, the day of his birth, lo bin in me'es la'es. You don't need a period of me'es la'es. Te af yom havrasoi, so too, when he's healed, lo bin in me'es la'es. You don't need a period of consecutive 24-hour times. And just like, you know, if a baby is born on a Sunday afternoon, let's say Monday afternoon for Joey, if a baby is born on Monday afternoon, the next week Monday, the milah can be performed on him Monday morning. You don't need me'es la'es. You don't need 8 days of 24-hour periods. So let's say what we bring a friar from here. Just like when the child is born, we see the rice equates him being born to his being healed. Therefore, it should have the same din, and you should not need me'es la'es. That's the Gemara's raya. Gemara's lie. No, that's not what it means. Adif yom havrasoi yom hivaldoi. Perhaps we could say like this. The day of his healing is better and stronger than the day of his being born. Dilium hivaldai let be in a meis lais. If you don't need a meis lais from the time he was born, be ilu, however, yom havrasoi, the day of his healing, be in a meis lais. Then in that case, you do need a meis lais. The Mishnah, Elohein tzitzin hama'akvan asamila. Previously in this parak, we discussed if the moil was pirish. If he took his hand away, the knife away, can he go back on tzitzin? So we said there's nafkamina. There's a difference between tzitzin, which are ma'akiv. Tzitzin literally means the shreds or shards of flesh that are attached to the foreskin. So there are, we said if the tzitzin are ma'akvin, you go back. So now the Gemara, the Mishnah is enumerating what are the tzitzin ma'akvin. Elan tzitzin ma'akvin. Samila, the following are the tzitzin which are ma'akiv. Shabasar, flesh, a choifa, which covers over as roiv ha'atara. Which covers rive of the crown, or I think the proper English term is the corona of the yavin. So if there are any shreds of flesh which would cover that, they have to be removed. And even on Shabbos, they go back and remove them. And if the baby still has the tzitzin ha'makvan samila on him, and he's a baby koyin, eino yechol b'truma. He's not allowed to eat truma. Now, this is not just an exclusive example. I think that the same thing would apply to wherever there's an exclusion of someone who's an oral. Karban Pesach, someone who's not circumcised can't eat it. So even if it's Yisrael and he has whatever halachic valid reasons not to have a mila, he still can't partake of the Karban Pesach. So let's say there was a mila performed, but they didn't do the whole thing. And there's the Tzitzin HaMakvin, he's not allowed to have a Karban Pesach. If emahaya balbasar, and if the baby was very fleshy, misaknoi, you should fix it, and you should actually cut it away with the mila knife. You play marasa ayin. The baby is, for the appearance sake, he should not appear like an oral. So any extra flesh, which is even if it wouldn't be technically the tzitzin ha'makvin samila, should be cut away in order that the baby should not appear to be uncircumcised or have any of those extra shreds. Mol v'loy paras amila, if the mila was done but the was not exposed, we didn't rip back the end of the membrane, ki'ilu loy mal, it's ki'ilu the mila was not performed at all. So priya is a vital part of the mitzvah of mila. Amar Rav Avina, Amar Rav Yirmiya Baraba, Amar Rav Basar ha'choifa as Rav Goiva Shalatari is giving a further explanation of what it means. The tzitzin, he says, this it's the flesh which covers most of the height of the atara. Now, this the reason why he's saying that because you might think that the important part over here is the circumference of the aver. So he said that's not the point. The point is how you judge the tzitzin over here is the actual height, okay, where it goes back to. Now, the Gemara has a little bit more of a discussion of what this means. You should cut away more. Amar Shmuel, cutting hamasrubal babasar, a baby who is very fleshy, has roina say, you look at him, kol's man shemiskasha, if it would be erect, venira mol, and he would appear to be circumcised. Ain't no tzaruch lamo. You don't have to do any more cutting, and that's fine. Demlav, but if it's not so, he does not appear to be circumcised, you can't tell. Tzorach lama. Then you have to go back on Karoy Mor. Masdisatana, there's a Braisa that has a different, slightly different view here. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer, cut in Hamasro Babasar, a baby that's very fleshy. Right, I saw you look at him, Kol Zman Shemiskasher, where it is Mirek, Beno Nira Mol, and he does not appear to be circumcised. Tzorach lamola, then you must go back and mal, and cut away more. Gemlav, but if that's not so, in other words, he appears to be gemalt, and it's tzorach lamola, then you don't have to. Now we ask what they seem very similar, what Shmuel said and what the Brisa said. My benayu, what's the difference? My answer is you can benayu nira veino nira. It could be seen a little bit, but not so clearly. There's a difference in terminology between what Shmuel said and what the Brisa said. If you look in Rashi, Rashi explains this very, very clearly. You can benayu nira veino nira, the second smallish line. L'Shmuel, according to Shmuel, nira mahul. Only if the baby can actually appears to be circumcised, who the answer of lamayla. In that case, you don't have to go back and cut away anymore. But however, hanira ve'eno nira. But if it's a little bit nishtaher, tzarech, you have to go back. However, lemasnisa according to the brisa, which means Rav Shimon Gamliel, eno nira who the tzarech. When you have to go back and cut, only if the baby is eno nira. Hanira, ve'eno nira, but if he's a little bit like this, a little bit like that, and you don't have to go back. So Shmuel will be more machmir in the case which is a little bit gray. Shmuel will say you have to go back, whereas the Brisa says you only have to go back if it's undoubtedly he looks like an Arl. We continue Malvel Parah Tan Rabbanan. We have a discussion about what brachas are made during the Mila performance. Hamal Oimer, the Moel says, Asher K'deshan V'etzvasa Zivano Al Hamila. On the Mila itself, Aviha Ben Oimer, Asher K'deshan V'etzvasa Zivano L'achnisa B'rvisa Shal Avram Avinu Ha'omdim Shem Doimrim. Those who are standing there say, K'shem Shenichnas L'Bris, just like he brought him into the covenant of the Bris Mila, Kach Soto Yichanas L'Toyra L'Chupa L'Maisan Tovim. You should bring the baby to learn Torah, get married, and you should perform Eisim Tovim. Good deeds. Vamavarech Oimer, the person who makes the bracha, he says there's a hagafah there that which the Gemara doesn't bring. Vamavarech Oimer, Asher Kiddush Yedid Mi Beten, who sanctified his loved one from the womb. Rashi and Tosfos have a little machlokes what that means. Who's the Yedid going on? Rashi says that the Yedid is Yitzchak Avinu. And why was he considered Yedid Mi Beten? Because before he was born, Avraham Avinu got the tzivui to be gemalt. So he was the first one who was born after that sanctification done by Avraham Avinu. Tosfos says that this Yedid Mi Beten is really going on all of the Yavis, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Looking towards his Yidin Bibetan, Amr Ben Atam, Shu Avram Avinu, he is the one who's considered Shinikri Did, Shinema, Mal Yidid Bibesi, the Shinem Menachas, Kalmanachas, Ushloshes Avas Niskar. Now, all three of the Yavas are alluded to in this bracha, Chayk Besheeroi, Sam Hu Yitzchok, Vetzatzov, Chasam Bespris Kodesh, Hu Yaakov, Vetzatzov, has Yaakov and his children. So, according to Rashi, the bracha seems to only going alluding to Yitzchak, and according to Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, it's going on all the others. Now we'll continue with the bracha. Vavarachem Asher Kiddush Yedid Mi Beten Chayk B'She'eroi Sam. He put the Chayk, this rule, B'She'eroi B'Tzatzav Chasam Bais B'Shkodesh, and his descendants he sealed off with the Ois B'Shkodesh. Alkein, therefore, b'schar zois el kilchai chalkenu tzavei lahatzel yedidus. Hashem should command to save his loved ones mishachas from destruction, and that's going. That's when it says shachas, that's an allusion to Gehenna. L'man brisoi hasher som b'vsareinu. For the bris that's performed on our basar, baruch atah Hashem kares abris, the one who made the bris, cut the bris. By the way, there's a medrash, I might even be Gemara also, that says that Avram Avinu stands by the Pesach of Gehenim, and anyone who has is gemalt, Haram pulls out of there that he shouldn't descend into Gehenim. The only one who Haram is actually not matzil through the schus of the bris milah is somebody who was boil aramis on the bris shiksa. It's actually gemara in Arabic. Hamalas a gerim maymer, someone who mals gerim says Baruch Ata Hashem Lakana Malach Ha'ilam Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvot Sivano Al Hamilo. The Mavarech maymer Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvot Sivano Lomolas a gerim to mal the gerim Olahatav Mehem Dambris and to take from the Dambris. That's for those who either were already circumcised or were born circumcised. They need Hatzafas Dambris. Shel Malay Dambris. If it wouldn't be for the Dam of the Bris, the Dam of the Covenant. When the sky Shemayim Varat Hashem will not give kiyum to the world, Shinemar, because the pasuk says, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Emlei Barisi, Yoyman V'Layla Chukas Shemayim Varat L'Samti. If it wouldn't be for my bris, which is always present day and night, then Hashem says I would not keep the chukas, the natural laws of nature, which sustain heaven and earth. Other gemaras, this pasuk of Kayma Hashem of Labrisyamuch Valila says is allusion to Torah learning, that the world can't be empty from Torah learning for any period of time, because that bris is going on Torah, and if the world is devoid of Torah, then Hashem will not sustain the world. The Gemara continues, Hamalas Ha'avadim, someone who mals an Ebekanani, Omer, Shek Kedeshanu Mitzvot Sivano Alamila Vavarachem Yashek Kedeshanu Mitzvot Sivano Lomolas Havodim Olahatav Mehem Dambris Shil Mala Dambris Chukas Shemayim Varas Lenus Kaimu. They wouldn't be sustained. Shinemar, like it says, Amlei Bris Yem Olayla Chukas Shemayim Varas Lesamti Baruch Hashem Keres Habris. Hayinah Rav Lozad Demila. Let's start the Perek of Toilin. Let's try to get to the bottom of the Yomim. Rav Eliezer Oimer. Remember the last parak was Rabbi Eliezer had a din in Mila. He was had a kula over there by Machshirei Mila, our Daich Shabbos, and the Chum disagreed. Now Rabbi Eliezer is going to say a kula in Toilin. What does Toilin mean? Toilin means to actually hang or put a strainer on top of a canister. Rabbi Eliezer, a Toilin is a Mishmeres B'Yomtiv. You're allowed to actually put the strainer on top of the bottle or whatever on Yom Tov, the nice and latluyev v'Shabbos, and you can pour wine into one that's already suspended on Shabbos. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it goes without saying that you can actually pour into one that's already suspended on Yom Tov. The Chachamim and the Chum disagree. They say ain't toilin as a mishmeres. You can't. Put a strainer on at Biyomtif, and you can't pour into one on Shabbos. But they do concede that if there's a strainer already put on top of the bottle or the container prior to the onset of Biyomtif, and you want to pour wine in, you can do that. Now, let's see if there's the Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi explains, Toilinus and Mishmeres, Shemesanin ba Shmara Yayin. They strain through the dregs of the wine. Umaytech peel a cold side. They stretch out the cloth to every side of the eagle and around. Vanasa ka oil al chalakli, and it becomes like an oil, like a tent, so to speak, on the on top of the empty space of the kli shekaren istanda. Biafa gav, even though the ovid oil, even though he is making an oil which is generally not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shari beyond the Kibbashi Gemara, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, like Gemara explains. Avo b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, ke mitlach chatchila loy. Rabbi Eliezer says you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Aval, but im tluyahi, if it was already done, if it was already put there, the strainer before Shabbos, noisnin l'soicha shmarim, you could put into it shmarim umesanin, and you can do the process of putting the wine through, and it'll be straining and straining. Dein derech boyer b'kach, because this is not considered derech of boyer. Rashi does not explain why it is not the derech of boyer. There are various Rishonim that try to explain why it's not the Derech of Bayer. I think the Ritva says that the reason why it's not considered the Derech of Bayer is because there's usually a different type of kli which is used, and this is using a shmata, something to that effect. It's not the typical way to do Bayer, and that's why it would be done on Shabbos, but the Chacham disagree with that also. Hashta, the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer holds a Sufi oil aroyu lemasvinon. He says you're not allowed to eat on to an oil aroy. An oil aroy is, he's saying, not only can you can't make it, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, you can't have much if you can't take one that's existing and make it larger. So lemeyavu lechatchila shari, will he then say that, like he says in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to make an oil lechatchila without a problem? That's what he says in our Mishnah. It's telling us to shmas biyomtiv. How does that work? Murray asks, "Mahi? Where do we know that Rabbi Yehuda says you can't be moisif, you can't add on to an oil aroy? Itnan, because learned in the Mishnah, pakaka chalayin the window shutter. Rabbi Yehuda roimer bisman shekasha v'toloi piking upon. It's a window shutter or a shutter to a skylight." If it is kosher and it's if it's tied on and it's totally hanging from the wall, you're allowed to use it to shut the window. The imlav, but if it's not kosher and totally, okay, ain't poking away, then you're not allowed to close up the window. The chachamim bayim ben kach ben kach, doesn't matter if it's kosher totally, you're not poking, but you're allowed to shut it. Now the reason Vamar Rav Chana Rabbi Yechanan Hakol Moedim She'ein Oisin Oyel Aroy B'Tchila B'Yomtiv. All agreed you cannot actually make and create an Oyel Aroy on Yomtiv Ben'Tzach Lam Shabbos, and you certainly can't do it on Shabbos. Lo'inech Laku, the only machlekes is a little hoisif about adding on. Shreb Eliezer Oimer Ein Moisifin B'Yomtiv. The reason why he is machmir by the case of Pekak HaChaloyin, because he holds, you're not allowed to be moisif on Yom Tov, and Shabbos. You not only can't do it on Yom Tov, can't do it on Shabbos. But Chalom Omer moisif and b'Shabbos, if you moisif on Shabbos, and Shabbos on Yom Tov, that you're allowed to. But in any case, this is where the Gemara's question ends from that word. That you obviously see there's a stira in the view of Rabbi Eliezer, because in the case of Tarlanim Esam Mishmeres, he says lechatchila on Yom Tov, you're allowed to create an oil. Whereas by the case of Pekak HaChaloyin, both the Shabbos and Yom Tov, he says you can't even be Moisif. So the Gemara answers Rabbi Eliezer Shavula Krav Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Tanya, the Zebraisa says Ein Bein Yom Tov LeShabbos. There's no distinction between Yom Tov and Shabbos El Eichel Nefesh Bavad, except for Malachas that have to do with eating. Rabbi Yehuda is Matir Af Machshira Eichel Nefesh, not just the actual malacha has to do with the food itself, but even the machshirim for eichel nefesh are mutter. And that okay, an example would be this strainer. The act of straining something in order to eat it, so everyone would be masking that you're allowed to do it, because in order to eat the food, you're not going to eat it or drink it without straining it. The machlekes would be in this cat type of case of telling us the mishmeres. Now the Gemara asks, "Em the Shemina Leil Rabbi Yehuda? When does he say his name that he's matir by the machshirin? Right? That's the machshirin shei yafshal aser semir v'yomtiv. That's only things we only see that he says that by things which cannot be done, okay, before the antar of yomtiv. However, machshirin shei yafshal aser semir v'yomtiv, things which cannot be done which can be done on yomtiv." Misham is like, who says that he'll be moita, that he'll be masking, that you're allowed to do it? So the main answer is you're really right. However, the Rebbe Eliezer Adifalem the Rebbe Yehuda, he holds Rebbe Yehuda's opinion that the machshirei yechol nefesh are also doicha, they're also permissible, and he's even more lenient than Rebbe Yehuda. His leaning position is stronger than that of Yehuda, because Yehuda makes a distinction between things which could be done before Yom Tov and those which can't be, and Eliezer says it doesn't matter. Even if you could have done the machshirin prior to Yom Tov, they are still mutter on Yom Tov itself, and that's it. We'll continue tomorrow from the two lines.